A sweeping gun control measure that's caused controversy in Oregon has likely run out of time. As Dirk Vanderhart reports, the state Supreme Court dealt a decisive blow in an opinion issued Wednesday.
Backers of the proposed ban on semi-automatic military-style weapons have said they were ready to meet a tough goal. The faith-backed coalition needs to collect more than 88,000 signatures by July 6 to make the November ballot. Now that dream appears dead. The Supreme Court declined to certify ballot language for the proposal, a necessary step before petitions can go out. The court found that the language crafted by Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum's office was ambiguous and needed to be modified. That means the campaign wouldn't be able to collect signatures until July 5 at earliest, one day before the deadline. Meanwhile, Washington state voters might consider a gun control measure this year. Backers of an initiative to raise the legal age for purchasing rifles and institute other protections plan to turn in signatures Monday. In Portland, I'm Dirk Vanderhart.